For at least a decade nationally, the number of lung cancer diagnoses each year has been falling, as has mortality from lung cancer. The rates in Arkansas, however, were still climbing. In 2010, 70 per 10,000 Arkansans were diagnosed with lung cancer, compared to just 53 per every 100,000 nationally. That was until about 4 years ago. It's not the case, however, in women. The rates of lung cancer in women still are inching up. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with Dr. Gary Wheeler, medical director for the Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program in Arkansas. She began by asking Dr. Wheeler why Arkansas was so behind the rest of the country.
Well, there are a couple of factors. Certainly, regionally, there's been parts of the country like Massachusetts and California who have had statewide programs to reduce the amount of tobacco use in their states for a very long time. And we have really gotten into the game late. The second issue is we're a relatively poor state, and we know that people who are on the low end of the socioeconomic curve tend to have higher rates of smoking, and that may be one of the reasons that we're seeing a higher rate of cancer in our states compared to the rest of the nation. I should mention that even though our rates are going down, we're still probably 30% higher than the rest of the country in terms of our rates of cancer mortality, as well as the incidence of diagnoses. But we are seeing trends downward, as I said, finally.
You mentioned programs directed toward, getting people to quit smoking or not smoking. And are those things like stamp out smoking that I know I've seen commercials for?
Right. We have a cessation program, which has lots of pieces. One of which is there's lots of advertising that we do. We buy media to remind people about the dangers of smoking and direct them to our quit line. The quit line is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. If you call that number, you will be put in touch with a counselor who will do an introductory assessment, give you guidance on things that you individually may need to do to quit. Now, we do other things as well through our cessation program. We work with partners. For instance, we're starting a program with the corrections programs in Arkansas so that when people leave incarceration, that they don't start back smoking. You know, you can't smoke in jail. But as people get out, they tend to go back. So we're working with corrections to keep people from relapsing. We've had pregnancy programs in the state to help women who are pregnant to quit. We've had collaborative projects with mental health programs throughout the state to try to make sure that providers, when they're addressing people's other substance abuse, make sure that they include tobacco in that. And that's very successful. So there's a number of programs, but the stamp out smoking is the sort of imprimatur that we use around all these programs. So we have tried to couch the issue of quitting in terms of, you know, not only protecting yourself, but protecting your family and not being afraid to ask for help and letting people know that it takes multiple efforts before you succeed at quitting.
It's definitely not easy, that's for sure.
No, it's not.
Well, you mentioned that while it's down in general, it's still on the rise with women?
It is.
Why? Why?
Actually, we refer to that as the Virginia Slims effect. So, at 50 years ago, literally this week, Luther Terry put out the first Surgeon General's report. And in that report, he linked smoking to men's cancer. But it was a few more years before the linkage to women was established. During that time, the tobacco company took a very aggressive approach to dispute the scientific information linking tobacco and cancer. And they literally say in the secret papers that were released a few years ago that their goal was to keep the American public confused about the relationship of cancer and smoking. So they developed all these new campaigns, and one of the most successful was the Virginia Slims campaign, where they put out these so-called low-tar nicotine cigarettes that were designed in a fashionable way with great advertising, and they went after women. Because up to that point, women were a relatively small market, and they exploded that market.
That was decades ago. I mean,
it was. But, yeah. I mean, you have to realize that a lot of the injury that occurs with tobacco use may not manifest itself in the form of cancer for, you know, further decades. So if women were still smoking, and then, you know, and then it took a while for us as a public health entities to begin to focus on women and point out that, you know, gee whiz, you know, we're starting to see more lung cancer than we are breast cancer. There was literally a delay in addressing this issue on a gender basis. And that's been identified as one of the major effects that's led to the delay in reduction in women's cancer and new diagnoses of cancer.
Well, and it's never too late to quit if you are a smoker.
It's never too late. We estimate that about 5,000 people a year in Arkansas die from some tobacco-related cause. Sometimes it's related to heart disease. Sometimes it's from emphysema. Sometimes it's from cancer. Sometimes it's from infection, because smoking, breathing in secondhand smoke or smoking doubles your risk of virtually all infections. Sometimes it's from SIDS. So there are many, many ways that tobacco harms health, and that cumulative effect results in about 5,000 people a year in Arkansas who die from smoking and about 500 who die from secondhand smoke. So it's absolutely imperative if you want to take care of yourself. The most important first step would be to eliminate tobacco from your lifestyle.
Well, and what about for those that are maybe thinking of starting to smoke, maybe a young person that thinks it's cool or just don't do it?
Yeah, I hate to use the, you know, just say no message. There's a lot of things that draw young people to smoke. If you pick up a Sports Illustrated, there's going to be all sorts of ads that are targeted at young people. If you walk by a service station, there's going to be lots of billboards and banners and everything else, again, using things that target young people. The flavorings that are put in chew tobacco, you just have to be aware that there's a huge industry out there who does nothing except make products that harm people. They want customers. And when people die, they go after young people, because young people are customers that they can potentially keep all of their lives until those customers die. So they are really going after young people, and I think most young people don't realize that they're targets. And I think that's one of the most important tools, is just alerting them that there's, you know, the tobacco pusher man out there waiting to seduce them and entice them into smoke.
Well, and e-cigarettes, those are pretty popular these days.
You know, e-cigarettes are a big concern. They are a nicotine-containing product. The cigarette itself is the drug delivery device. There is all the harm from e-cigarettes that you would get from regular cigarettes that contain nicotine in terms of the addiction potential and the impact of nicotine on cardiovascular function. So a lot of the heart disease, hypertension, and stuff, we presume, may be present with e-cigarettes when they're used on a regular basis. You know, it's a brand new product. We haven't yet collected all the scientific information that we need to know about the vapor that's released as well as the vapor that's inhaled. We know that there are new compounds that we've never heard of before. We don't know what the long-term effects of exposure to those will be. So from my point of view, e-cigarettes are made by the same companies that have been killing us with other tobacco products. I have no reason to trust them at all about the safety of their products. My presumption is that, you know, it will take many, many years before anybody will convince me that they're safe. And in the meantime, I would discourage everyone from trying these products.
Thank you, Dr. Wheeler. I had been curious as to, you know, a medical opinion on e-cigarettes, because they're kind of everywhere right now. So
there will be new information from the FDA within the next couple of months. I think they're in the process of putting together some formal federal statements on e-cigarettes.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with Dr. Gary Wheeler with Arkansas's Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program. To find out more about their programs, you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, or you can ask your doctor about ways to quit.